Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Platinum. I'm here speaking to Leah Salonga. Hello, Leah. How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm good. Thank you.
Great. I got very fascinated about your upcoming album, Rainbow of Languages, with an album of traditional songs. Leah is from promoting the Philippines Rainbow of Languages and singing traditional songs. And it's very exciting. We have Good News Filipinos for about 12 years. On our broadcast, and you've been the superstar, big name here in America. Tell us a little bit about your background, so we can get our over general market audience to know a little more about you.
Okay, how far do you want to go back?
You were born in the Philippines.
I was born and raised in Manila. I spent the first 6 years of my life in Angeles City in Pampanga. Moved to Manila when I was about six. Started performing about a year after, when I was about seven, and I've pretty much been working steadily ever since. I've been doing musical theater since I was seven, and I'm still doing musical theater now. I'm actually in rehearsals for the Broadway production of The Revival of Once on This Island, which starts previews on the 9th of November at Circle in the Square Theater. And about 6 days before that, Bahaghari, which is the Tagalog word for rainbow, will be released, and it's quite exciting to be able to sing all of the traditional music in different Filipino languages, which is something that I haven't done to this extent. I mean, I've sung some songs in some dialects and in some languages, but not the more unfamiliar stuff. I mean, obviously, I speak Tagalog, and so all of that music came really easy, but this was something that required many friends and acquaintances to kind of help us through with pronunciation and context and just making sure that we, you know, dotted our I's and crossed our T's, so to speak. It was quite an interesting endeavor to do, but it was something that we all felt was worth doing because there are many traditional languages that aren't spoken as widely as they used to be. So it's great to kind of, in some way, preserve what we have and to share what currently exists before one day it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, let's hope that day doesn't come. Now, we're talking, though, about, because I counted every one. You have, like, about 8,000 islands, something like that?
But getting up there, somewhat under 8,000. I mean, the last count was, I think, over 7,600.
It's a lot. The country has many languages, you think, based upon the fact that it has so many islands?
Yeah, I think it's an archipelagic phenomenon. I think because, you know, certain islands are so isolated from all the others that there aren't that many land bridges. So when it's just one of those things that happens. I mean, for example, when the French migrated to Canada, the kind of French that they speak versus the kind of French that, you know, people in France would speak, there's someone takes a turn. And it then, you know, there's a divergent path. I think it's just one of those things that happens. With regards to the Philippines having so many islands, that's totally what happened. I mean, you have Ilocano and Tagalog and Bisaya and Ilonggo, and there's Chabacano, and, you know, there's so many different languages. And you can have two languages that sound nothing like each other without any words in common. You'd think that in one country that there would be something, you know, that kind of ties the two together. But because of the nature of the archipelago, there's no way, which kind of left me in the dark while recording a lot of this music. It's like, I have no idea what I'm singing. So I needed translations. Some of them word for word, some of them contextual, some line by line, just so that I had an idea. For the Visayan languages, my mother is from Bacolod, so she's from the Visayas. At least I had a clue because I could hear her speak it with her family and with friends of hers that spoke the same dialect. But, you know, so at least I had kind of an idea of what it was about. But I couldn't say the same for Ilocano or Bicolano, which totally just left me in a lurch.
So tell me, what did it feel like to be like a princess, Jasmine in Mulan?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it good to be a princess?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I'll be honest. It is a lot of fun, and it's something that I quite enjoyed. Because there aren't that many opportunities, you know, to be one. I mean, many other actresses that have done Disney voice work get to do it for just one. And then I got to do it for two distinct characters, which is a fantastic opportunity, but also great responsibility, because I knew that so many little girls would be looking up at these princesses. And so the fact that they embody beauty and strength and intelligence and honor and a love for family, I mean, those are wonderful ideals and wonderful values. And it's great when they show strength and independence of mind and opinion, that they're not just, you know, following a predetermined path for them, that they're blazing their own. It's very inspirational to voice one of these princesses. And I mean, there are people that may deride some of this whole thing, but it's like, so do you guys have anything against girls that are smart as well as pretty? People that, you know, face their fears and try to make their dreams come true in their own ways? I mean, that's what these princesses embody, especially the ones from the 1990s and after. I mean, that seems to be the trend.
Well, you started back in 78, as you say, with The King and I. Now, there is a
classic. That's right, yeah.
That has held its own and only grown, I would say, over all these years, and because of the story, right? It's the story of The King and I. It's powerful.
The story of The King and I is powerful. And I mean, I will always have a fondness and a connection to that show, because it was my debut, basically, to stand up in front of a paying audience and perform. That is, you know, I guess I learned that I had no fear, and the other adults noticed how quickly I picked up on things, and that I was not intimidated by choreography or costume changes or performing with adults. I don't know. I was quite a serious kid. So it was just one of those things that didn't daunt me. And and I guess that led to other responsibilities and other roles where I would be given more and more to do on stage. I guess it was because of the lack of fear. So I'll take that.
Yay!
Yeah,
talk about fear. So isn't this ironic? Miss Saigon is coming back to Broadway when you're going to be on Broadway.
It's been back.
Right. But oh, really? Has it been? I apologize.
Yeah, it's been back.
I thought it was coming back.
Yeah, it's back. No, it's back. It's been back.
Uh huh. So and now you're going on stage, and you're not Kim.
Nope, I'm quite happy to not be Kim. I'm quite happy to take on other roles. Thank you very much.
There you go. So tell us about, you know, I listened, you know, music. I happen to be a musician myself. And so, like, when I listen to Ely Ely, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Ely Ely, yeah.
I-L-I-I-L-I, when I listen to
it. Yeah, Ely
Ely. I got to be, for me, it reminded me of my grandmother singing me a song in Yiddish, Shuf my Fagala, Shlis Tainagala. I don't know, there was just something about the beautiful, I could see myself going to sleep to that song. And you say it had something, your mother used to sing that to you? Or you
well, she sang it to me when I was a kid, and now she kind of sings it now to my daughter.
Okay.
And so when I was recording it, and I think my daughter was listening, I was listening to the track at home, and my daughter was like, hey, my grandmother is singing, you know, Abu is what she calls my mom. It's like, Abu sings that to me. It's like, ah. So there is, a lot of this is taught by oral tradition, a lot of the traditional music. And so, I mean, I learned Ili Ili that way, certainly. And my daughter learned that as well. And she's learning some of the other music from school. So I kind of feel happy that, I mean, that the tradition is being passed on. Yeah, but it's kind of meant to be a lullaby, to be sung to somebody who is trying to sleep.
Yeah, it really gave me the same feeling. This is going to be very exciting in the Philippines.
I'm hoping so.
I mean, I think it'll be a very big success because you've shown, in my mind, due respect to so many musical approaches, right?
Yeah, and I think even the album kind of has influences of jazz and pop and instrumental, where it's not all just one kind of music. It's not a homogenous mix, for sure, of different styles. It's of the same style with different songs. It's different styles depending on kind of what the song calls for. So you have some that kind of sound like it would be great with a pair of flamenco shoes to dance to. There's that. And then there's something that is much more quiet and something much more, plaintive or whimsical. It's nice that each song gets a different treatment depending on what the song calls for.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to have a preeminent musician, scholar, and producer, Ryan. Help me with that. Kayab. How do you pronounce his last name?
Kayab, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so Ryan is, worked with him before?
Oh, I've worked with him many times before.
Uh-huh. So you have a good team here going.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations. I want to ask you two last quick questions.
Sure.
And then we're going to interview you in your native language.
Okay.
But not by me.
Understood.
I ask a lot of people what's good news for them. And so what would be good news for you, Lane?
What would be good news just in general?
Yeah, for you, Lane.
I don't know. I guess good news would be just, I don't know. For me, when I see something on Facebook that kind of makes me happy, something that kind of lifts up my spirits, I think when I see, people being good to other people, it kind of renews my faith in humanity. Sometimes when I watch the news, it just gets so depressing sometimes. But when I see something, even if it's, somebody being able to raise money for a loved one who's going through a rough time, kind of renews my faith in people. And for me, that's what constitutes good news. Well, among other puppy and kitten videos.
Last question. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, as declared by the United Nations. 193 countries agreed, and the Philippines is one of the leaders in that outreach. What does peace mean to you?
Oh, being able to sleep at night without having to worry about any member of your family being harmed, no matter where they are.
That's beautiful. Okay, I thank you very much, Salamat. I'm going to, Cora Rivera is going to take over now and interview
okay.
you.
Thanks good.
Again.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, that's a great answers of Leah. Very, very good. Yeah, we played your music today in the office, so everybody was so happy because they have many languages. Like we have somebody who is Ilocano, and I'm from Bisaya, from Bacolod.
Yes.
So then I have also one who's from Pampanga. So that's why. So we're in Rio State here in Manhattan. So that's why when Paul told me, I said, "Of course, Leia is number one. He is the iconic and renowned in our." Like all the stars of the stars. So, and I saw you how you help mga kids that I watched in the TV and
for
the voice. That's right. So I saw how they are really like now Magnificent become really wanna be you, the voice they have, because I watched you when you were in Montessori.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're really like a big iconic talent in the Philippines. So everybody, of course, very, very happy, like seeing you right there, like one of our stars.
Yeah.
And it's a proud of the Philippines. Right? So, well, thank you, Leia. So we're going to see you soon, and definitely
okay.
I will give the good news about your beautiful new album that is not out yet. So everybody is waiting.
Clara, I want you to speak to her in the native language. You're going to interview her.
Gusto daw niya ata mag-Tagalog data tayo.
Ah, Tagalog. Okay. What happened, Paul, in Philippines, so I saw Leia na...
No. You have to speak Filipino now.
Filipino,
no more with the
no
English.
Problem. Okay.
Kailangan daw tayo mag-usap.
Okay, sige.
Well, introduce yourself in Tagalog, and then go for it.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Leia.
Sure, Paul.
Like from Bisaya. So we...
Tama. Bisaya ka pala. Okay.
Bisaya. Taga Negros, Bacolod.
Yeah, my and mom's from Negros. She's from Bacolod.
Yeah. So, yeah, kilala ko yung mama mo, si Ligaya.
Apo.
Yeah, oo. So, we are, like, lahat ng Pinoy dito sa New York are really, excited sila na yung album. In fact, I was talking to them today, and sabi nila, sige, so they tried today na looking for album, so to check to really play it. So,
stop for a second. Clara, I want this to be in the native language so we can play it in the Philippines.
Here's the problem. Her native language is different from mine. That's a problem.
It's the
archipelagic phenomenon. She's from a different region from me. My native language is Tagalog. Hers is Bisaya. So there's not going to be
but
a lot
I
of
also,
common.
Yeah, but it's like we.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born in Quezon City. So, but
okay. Pero Bisaya yung
ano
mo.
Tagalog. Yeah, both my nanay, tatay are Bisaya, Bacolod. Pero in Manila, we do Taglish, Tagalog, English. But
we mix it all up.
We mix all up. And then mga probinsya, so we speak the language, we understand the Bisaya. But si Leia, talagang tinitingala ng mga maraming tao, mga talagang gusto nila na mag-shine like shining star. So, Leia, like bituin na magaling na talagang ang ningning ay super galing.
Ah,
kaya
salamat.
Lahat kami, lahat masaya and nag-uumapaw na proud na we have Leia Salonga na taga Philippines na talagang siya ang nasa pinaka like universe ng mga kantahan na talagang masaya ang mga Pilipino at talagang nag-enjoy. So, but ngayon itong album mo na talagang super maganda kasi representing lahat ng mga probinsya. Like Pampanga, yung pinaka talagang ang galing. And then, pwedeng magsayaw ng katulad kanina, meron siyang parang mga pandango sa ilaw, tsaka merong mga, it's really a native na lahat ng mga probinsya magiging masaya na marinig. So, parang piyesta sana yon na lahat may kanya-kanyang, katulad sa dito sa New York, iba-iba ang mga probinsya. So, kaya lahat
totoo.
Medyo
marami talagang
makaka-relay.
Pilipino dito sa New York na ano. Maraming Pilipino
yeah.
dito sa New York na galing sa iba't-ibang
sa iba't ibang
parte ng Pilipinas,
probinsya.
Hindi lang
yeah.
Tagalog. Kaya hindi
oo,
pwedeng isipin
kaya
na...
Kaya may Bisaya, may Pampanga, may Ilocano. So, lahat ng like yung pamilya ko, meron kaming Ilocano, meron kaming Pampanga, may Bisaya, Waray-Waray, may Zamboanga. So, and Davao. Pero talagang magaling, magaling, super galing.
Salamat.
Bow. Sa kaya lahat ng mga Pinoy dito, ano, pagkakaguluhan ka at talagang bibili sila ng album mo. Talagang where ano nag-uumapaw na masaya na we have you.
Salamat.
Yeah. Wait, what? Could you ask Leah what does peace mean to her in your native language?
Ang nanay right. niya, the mother.
And I think she wants to know, he wants me you to ask me what I think peace is. Is that correct? Peace
yes.
and
what is
what's
like
the other
what,
one?
Just what I did, good news. So I asked Leah two questions, and I'd like you to ask her those two questions in, if you can, in your region of, can this work?
Ah, sa Tagalog.
yes.
Kung ano ang masasabi mo tungkol sa peace.
Kung ano sa akin ang kahulugan ng kapayapaan.
Ang kahulugan ng kapayapaan. Ng, yeah, sa,
at magandang
sa
balita.
Sarili mo kung ano ang magandang balita.
Para sa akin, ang magandang balita ay kung alam ko ng lahat ng miyembro ng aking pamilya ay nasa magandang kalagayan. Na wala sa kanilang may sakit, na wala sa kanilang na parang yung sa akin, pag alam
mm-hmm.
kong lahat sila
nasa mabuting
kalagayan. Oo.
At kalusugan.
Sa akin, malusog,
at
walang
malusog.
Problema, walang karamdaman,
at nakakatulog
walang
mahimbing.
Walang inaabala. Oo. Walang inaabala
oo.
Na hindi ka nais-nais din para sa isip. Yung magandang balita naman,
yan
ang sasabi ko tungkol sa
magandang balita.
Magandang balita. What is the good news for me? Trying to think. I can't remember what my answer was in English for me to translate it.
Oh,
pero
it could be different. It could be whatever you feel right now.
That's true.
Kapayapaan.
Para sa akin, kung ano yung... para sa akin ang kapayapaan pag lahat ng mga kilala ko ay nasa magandang kalagayan na walang inaabalahan. Pero yung
na maganda ang
balita,
kanilang
parang pag meron
puso.
Nakikitang pag meron ako nakikita
na tumutulong
na isang tao na tumutulong sa ibang tao na nagiging mabait
at matulungin
at nagbibigay lang sila kung
at
ng
mapagmahal.
Sarili nila yung pagiging mapagmahal mapagbigay parang
makatao.
Parang sinasabi sa akin na parang, may kabutihan pa sa tao na hindi naging masama yung mundo. Na meron pang mga taong mababait at mabubuti na marunong mag-abot ng kagandahang loob sa ibang tao. Parang pag meron akong nakikitang ganun, parang nagbibigay yun sa akin ng pag-asa. Na yung mundo ay pwede pang maging mas mapayapa, mas maganda yung mga relasyon sa iba't ibang mga bansa. Kasi parang ngayon, parang hindi ko alam kung maganda nga yung mga relasyon ng mga iba't ibang bansa sa isa't isa. Minsan parang nagraramdaman ko na parang nag-aalitan, parang nag-aawayan. Na parang hindi maganda yung kanilang samahan. Pero pag meron akong nakikita na kahit maliit na bagay lang, kahit kunyari may 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 isang lalaki nakaupo, nakikita silang isang buntis kunyari sa bus. Tumayo sila para paupuin yung babaeng buntis. Yun.
Babaeng buntis.
Pag meron akong mga nakikitang ganun, nagbibigay yun sa akin ng pag-asa.
Ng
na parang
kasayahan.
Ay may kabutihan pa sa mundo.
You know what I like about this? Is that even though we didn't speak exactly the same language, even though you're from part of one place, I'm speaking English, you're speaking both,
yeah.
You can speak English well, but this was a beautiful experience. I want to thank you both for sharing. Was I in the middle? Did you have anything more that you were talking
about?
No, I
was done.
Say?
I was actually finished. My answer was all complete for both.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
So this was really a nice experience, peaceful experience. And Clara, thank you for helping me out here.
Thank you for you to give Lea Salonga a big applause for the good news.
Well, she has good news, and when we mentioned to our audience that we'd be interviewing you, everybody was very happy. All of Clara's friends, the whole consulate, and everybody else. So. I'm sure you'll continue your success, and you'll have a community that's very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm
very, very grateful for the support from from members of the Philippine Consulate, who have always just been so hospitable whenever I come to New York, to the Filipino community that just comes out in droves whenever I perform on Broadway.
Right.
Yeah, it's truly something. It's kind of phenomenal that whenever I do a show out here in New York, here comes the community, and then they're at the door, and then showing their appreciation.
Support.
It's really something.
And love.
Parang hindi na uubusan. It's like where are all these people coming from? It's like they're not running out. It's like this constant stream of my people that gives us so much love. So it's something that is not lost on me.
Beautiful.
So we're excited for your coming up soon on Broadway. So we look forward, Lea, and we're very happy for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both.
Paul,
thank you
so much.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Bye-bye.